This is Radio Guy Reflections 3W News. The wacky, the weird, and the wild news that can affect us every day. On this episode, the anti-Valentine gift, Santa Claus as DNA, and the all-time GOAT of 3W News. 3W News is brought to you by DaysVoiceWorks.com. Find out how Day's Voice can go to work for you. Up first on the 3W News, a Valentine's gift for that not-so-special person. What is available on DaysVoiceWorks.com? Podcast, like Turnbuckle Trash. A look at professional wrestling. The 3W News. Give me 10 minutes, I'll give you a few stories that could make you laugh a little bit. And Radio Guy Reflections, where I get to talk to other radio people about one of the great industries, radio. And while you're at DaysVoiceWorks.com, check out some of the celebrity interviews I had to do during my radio career. People like David Pack. But did you know this about David Pack? Bill Clinton played the saxophone for him, and it made history.
Fortunate enough to be asked to do President Clinton's first inaugural and his second inaugural. And I got President Clinton to play sax on Your Mama Don't Dance with Kenny Loggins.
DaysVoiceWorks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And find out how you can put Day's Voice to work for you. A zoo in Toronto, Canada has been helping people for years kind of heal a wound from a bad breakup. How did they do that? They let you name a cockroach after your ex on Valentine's Day.
Does no one else think that's, I don't know, a little freaky?
And the zoo is being bombarded with requests to name a cockroach after that particular person. A lovely Valentine gift. No, it's not just exes who can be target of this cockroach naming. You can name it after a boss, an old best friend, a neighbor, and some other pests too. Toronto Zoo cockroach campaign reads, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Is there someone special in your life that's bugging you?"
That's fantastic, and it rolled off the tongue so easily as well.
But so many have been requesting cockroaches be named after that somewhat special person, they have to stop taking requests as of last week. How about a song dedication or two for that not-so-special Valentine?
Love stinks.
Well, you dirt-eating piece of slime, you scum-sucking pig.
And I hate everything about you.
Love stinks.
Sweet little lady, I'll head back to the bar. And you can kiss my...
Love stinks.
You have an annoying habit of turning up where you're not welcome.
I can't sing when I'm around. I can't stand to be around. I
had everything about you.
Love stinks.
It's obvious that your mother did not raise you right.
Up next, a little girl's request for Santa's DNA. DaysVoiceWorks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. Find podcasts there, like my Radio Guy Reflections podcast, where I get to talk to other radio people about their careers and what's going on in the world of radio. How about some turnbuckle trash? I am joined by Chris Evans and Zane Peterson. We just talk about professional wrestling. And then there's the 3W News. 3W News is the weird, the wacky, and the wild news that might have escaped your everyday newscast, but we have it here on the 3W News, which is part of Radio Guy Reflections. Check out some of the celebrity interviews I've done over the years, and we have special musical salutes for different holidays, and coming soon, some comedy. It's all at DaysVoiceWorks.com. When you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. In Cumberland, Rhode Island, a young Rhode Island girl has finally figured out how to determine if Santa Claus is real. How do you do that? DNA.
You're kidding me, right?
Yes, the little girl contacted the police department and asked the chief of her local police department, Matthew Benson, to get some DNA off of a cookie she left for Santa Claus. Well, Benson went there to gather the DNA evidence and send it off to a lab. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And the results? Inconclusive.
That's one of them DEDs. Don't ever do.
Next on the 3W News, it's the GOAT, the greatest of all time in the 3W News. It's the world of professional wrestling. Hi, I'm Dave Dutton. I'm one of those lifelong fans. Christopher Evans joins me and Zane Peterson as we talk about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling from a little bit different perspective than a lot of the podcasts out there.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
We know what we like, and sometimes we talk about things we don't like.
You stupid idiots!
You might even find a chance to laugh at some of the things we do.
Who are you calling Rudy Tootie Booty?
It's Turnbuckle Trash. It's available on many of these same podcast channels. Join us, Turnbuckle Trash, are also on Facebook and TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Someone's listening to me. Now I know how a radio feels.
Lake Superior State University in Michigan that releases every year a list of words that deserve to be banished from our vocabulary over misuse, overuse, and uselessness.
That makes a lot of sense.
Does it? Because it seems crazy.
People nominate words all the time. So what are the top 10 that they've come up with from 2022 that we should stop using in 2023? At number 10, it is what it is. The number 9 word we should stop using is absolutely. Number 8, irregardless. Number 7, the phrase, does that make sense? The number 6 word that we should probably drop from our vocabulary, according to this university, is amazing. At number 5, quit quitting. At number 4, we're moving forward. The number 3 word that we should stop using in our vocabulary, gaslighting. At number 2, inflection point. And the number 1 word or phrase that we should stop using according to the university in Michigan is GOAT. Yes, greatest of all time. The GOAT.
Inconceivable!
So ends another 3W News, if that makes sense. I find it absolutely amazing that in our lives we are moving forward to banish words. So where is the inflection point of this effort to start quitting words in our vocabulary? Lake Superior State in Michigan has been gaslighting words irregardless of how much negative and positive publicity they receive. Does that make sense? After all, it is what it is. The moral of our little story is, don't expect Lake Superior State to wind up on any list of the GOAT of higher education.
Intelligence is the only quotient that tells you how important you are. Ask any of us who did well on a test we took when we were 6.
And that's this edition of the 3W News. Join us again next time. And don't forget to go to daysvoiceworks.com to check out other podcasts like Turnbuckle Trash, all about professional wrestling, and Radio Guy Reflections, where I talk to other people in radio about radio. And you can find out how Day's Voice goes to work for you. It's daysvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. We'll see you next time on the 3W News.